This recording, Georgia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 4 or 5 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire's lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Savannah, Georgia, and I was raised in a little small town about 12 miles west of Savannah called Bloomingdale. As an adolescent adult, I moved back into Savannah and got my own apartment, and I've been living here most of my life. I have been in the hospitality industry for about 15 years. I got out of it for about 3.5 years and went into construction management, where I traveled pretty extensively, and it was good. Money was real good, just became a high-stress job, got away from it. Savannah has always been a city that did not, as long as we knew what one another was doing and who they were doing, didn't really matter. But as soon as the rest of the world started looking in on us, it made a big difference, you know. And there are a lot of, so to speak, blue bloods here in this city that are very private, and they think that the book shone a unflattering light on us because they felt like, you know, it showed a bunch of freaks and fairies, so to speak. And I didn't really look at it like that. I think it showed the colorful side of Savannah, because Savannah has always been, I refer to Savannah as the center sister city because of, I think I mentioned that to you yesterday. And there was a time when Savannah was nothing but brothels and bars was the big trade here. And of course now it's tourism. And and it's like at that time, and of course, you know, Savannah has cleaned up a lot, which is good. But it was a very neighborly city. And the big thing I can remember living here when I was in my early 20s, and the big thing on Sunday afternoons was, you started out with a bottle of cheap wine and you garden party hopped. You just went from garden party to garden party. And it didn't matter whether it was somebody like me that was having one or someone like Alvin Neely or the Levies or someone like that. You walked by, their garden gate was open, you got invited in. And that era's gone, and I hate to see that. I think the book changed a lot of that. I mean, now you can't have everybody that walks the street, you can't invite them into your house and stuff for obvious reasons. But there's, I think it's been a good influence on Savannah. But also, any time you progress, you lose something, right? So, it's been good, but there's some losses that I hate hated to see happen too.